92 Morning Things. Let's be honest.
Now, this is a very strong statement that Kendall is about to make about her mom and her marriage as we get into Let's Be Honest.
Okay, so my mom got remarried over the summer, which is great. You know, she's happy. And now me and my sisters, we know very little about this guy because she dated him for approximately 5 months.
Okay, so not very long.
Him.
Yeah, that's quick.
At all. I just feel like he's too pushy when it comes to me and my sisters. I mean, like, I have two older sisters and they feel the exact same way.
And pushy, how so?
Okay, so he just insists that we call him Dad.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, I refuse.
Yeah. Where's Dad? Your dad? Is he no longer with us? Is he around?
No, he's definitely around.
Okay.
And he would be completely livid
to
know how persistent this guy was being on wanting to be a father figure for us.
Which is fine to want to be a father figure, but it's not really up to you to make that decision of, you shall call me Dad.
Or maybe he's just like, he's desperate. He really wants the kids to like him or love him.
And I don't even know if it's that. Like, sounds like he's an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And older gentlemen are not, no matter the age of their children, stepchildren, are going to be okay with you calling them Richard or Fred.
I guess.
So then what are you going to call them? So maybe out of that respect, that's what he's asking. I'm not saying it's justified. I don't agree with it. But I think that's probably where he's coming
from. But 5 months in? Like, you don't really know
him? They're married at that point. It doesn't matter. He is dad.
No.
Stepdad.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't say no, but
stepdad.
But if you don't really know him.
I don't see any problem. I mean, obviously, Kendall, you're an adult. Yes.
Yes. I mean, I'm 23. I'm living on my own.
Right.
And I really don't care to have this guy in our lives like that. I mean, he makes my mom happy, and that's great.
But you don't need that extra love. You have a father. He's still your father, and you have a relationship with him, and you're good with all of that.
That's right. And I've been polite about it. Like, I told him, you know, like, there's no need for all the dad stuff.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get it.
But what do you do about all this? Because it sounds like, for the most part, your mother's happy and this dude is decent. It's not like he's mistreating anybody. He's trying to be too loving.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, well, just last week, I called my mom about an issue that I was having with my neighbor. And so I received a text from him asking, did he need to get involved?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And yes, basically offering just to help resolve the issues. And I'm like, how do I tell him to back up?
Father's got this. Like, you're not father. Like, you don't have to do this. Hi, Tiffany.
My mom married a man when I was probably like 23. Yeah, he used to post things on Facebook. You know, these are my kids. I have one brother, one sister. So, I mean, he just would post things. You know, these are my kids. I have a relationship with my dad, too, who was also on my Facebook.
So this is awkward for you.
Yeah. So what I actually had to end up doing, because, again, he's a really nice man, too, is actually have a talk with my mom and have her talk to him. Because it seemed like it stung a little less coming from her than it would have from us, probably.
Okay, yeah. And I guess as long as your mom's on board with having that conversation.
Yeah.
So, Kendall, what are your thoughts on that?
That's great. I love that idea.
And you think your mom would be open to doing that for you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, there it is. We just sit down, mom, for an uncomfortable conversation. But this is a perfect time, because this is when everybody thinks they should do it. Thanksgiving.
Communication.
Right.
Now, I do have a curveball.
Oh,
what
man.
If there is inheritance on the line?
Ooh.
Like $1 million.
An inheritance for who?
Like $1 million. If you call him dad.
From new dad.
You get that inheritance.
Listen. So that's like blackmail. He's still not my dad.
It's worth it.
Right,
it's tell him I'll call him dad.
Yeah, okay.
For that million dollars.
So if he's really jonesing for somebody to call him dad,
he can text me.
Yep. Antoine is available.
Father.
Text him 52353.